Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. We are. DJ El Camino does it again. He's producing the show, but this time he's live, not from afar, not from a parking lot. He's actually sitting here inside of Caesars with me. I think it's the first time you and I have been together in a long time, since the aquarium, I think, was the last time.
That last time was the aquarium, but we do all the big plays. I like doing it live with you, Newell. It's like being on like a live radio tightrope with you. I mean, you know, the worst that happens is we embarrass ourselves in front of like a few hundred thousand people.
Yeah, right? There you go.
I know.
But what a transformation, huh?
I tell you what, this place is, it looks great, it feels great, it smells great. It is, I mean this in the right way, it's a Vegas-level facility. And sitting here in Octavia, which used to be Masquerade, which was that really strange bar with the escalators that went to nowhere. you remember those? Yeah, these two escalators just went to the ceiling. Like, I used to bang my head when I went up them. This is it's so gorgeous, and you know, we're here over at Nobu. I think Nobu is going to be an absolutely stunning success. I give a ton of credit to Caesars; they have absolutely done it right.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you miss Masquerades because you were premiered there one night as DJ El Camino.
That's right. It was.
But I just negotiated a promise for that they would bring you back to Octavia.
Yeah, thank you. Apparently, it tends to be very slow on Tuesday nights in July, and so they've got a slot for me here. You know me; I'm easy. But my
well,
next
they,
big gig.
They didn't succeed by accident, right? They understand.
Exactly. They know where to put their bits and balls. Hey, look, I'm playing at Fried Chicken Fest coming up in a few weeks, and I'm looking for when I was first told about that by Cleveland Spears. I looked at him and I said. Damn you, Fried Chicken Fest is going to be such a stunning success. And you're creating a monster. There's nothing we can do to stop
it. There's nothing we can do to stop it. Not at all. You just arrived from the opening of Kenner Discovery School. And
yeah,
big news out there.
Well, they just cut the ribbon on their new arts and athletics facility. And this place is such an incredible story, not just of an educational facility, but of a dream. I remember talking to Henry Shane back in 2011. When he said, the problem that we're having in Jefferson and in Kenner particularly is that young people are not moving here because there are not enough good public schools for the kids to go to. And Henry Shane, being Henry Shane, said, so I'm going to open a school. And I kind of looked at him, and because Henry is the most successful multifamily developer in the state, and I never would second guess him. But I never would have thought he would have had a place now, which under the leadership of Patty Glazer and the whole board, now has 3,300 students. It's one of the top-performing schools in the state. There's a waiting list of over 1,000. They have a great partnership with Ochsner, where a lot of the employees send their kids there. And I was talking to Cade Brumley, superintendent. It's just an incredible testament to public-private partnership, personal vision, and the power of creating an educational institution to change kids' lives.
Yep. And it took somebody like Henry. I mean, I served on the East Jeff Hospital Board with Henry for over 20 years. And once he has something in his mind that he's going to get it done, there's no retreating.
Oh, no. I mean, look, Henry, he trained as an architect. He practiced as a developer. And he lives as an absolute pit bull.
Yeah.
I mean, when he gets an idea, and it might be a car he wants to collect, or it might be a party he wants to throw. But again, the one of the lessons that I've learned in now doing this for a couple of decades here is that ideas are cheap. I mean, when somebody comes to me and says, I've got this idea, but I want you to sign this NDA before I talk to you about it, I said, I'll sign an NDA all along, because the world is strewn with ideas that have never been executed. But executing on an idea is precious. And almost everything that we enjoy today, whether it's the Superdome, right, that vision, or redeveloping the waterfront here, I was talking to Ron Foreman about it the other day, it requires usually it's one individual who combines being a little bit mad, meaning crazy, and has enormous perseverance and good efficacy, and then people rally around him, and sometimes it gets done, and you know, and then you say, well, that was easy, you know, on to the next.
Yeah. Just quick like that. Right.
But this was, I mean, a huge thing. I was talking to Senator Martini was there, and he was one of the key people getting this done. So many people came together, you know, education is economic development. I was actually just in Boston recently meeting with the team of Raj Chetty, who's one of the, he was the youngest tenured professor at Harvard. He does all this research on the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he just completed a major study started in 1972, looking at about 5 million people. And what he determined is that the most important thing in economic mobility over life, your ability to do better than your parents, which is effectively the most basic way to describe the American dream. He said it's not about the stability of your household. It's not about the education that you necessarily get personally. But if you are in an environment, a community, including a school, that has good role models, good support, good people you can lean on, then statistically you're likely to succeed. So that's why public schools like Kennedy Discovery matter so much, because even if a kid comes from a really challenged background, they can go there and be in a context which we know now empirically they're likely to succeed.
I know there was a lot of controversy around this, but I always thought it was spot on. The village does raise a child.
It does. I mean, look, there are these ideas that get, I don't know, become unfashionable to say, whether it takes a village or broken windows theory of policing. But at the end of the day, we know that's a political fashion. The reality is that environment matters. We're creatures who react to our environment. And when you put somebody in an ordered, supportive environment that teaches self-efficacy from a context of love, sometimes tough love, we know that we're likely to create people who are going to be whole human beings. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, nothing new.
Michael, let's talk about Caesars. Obviously, a $435 million investment here at the foot of Canal Street. We don't have many, and I was talking to Walt about this earlier, we don't have many projects in that number. And,
no.
You know, he collectively put everything together at the foot of Canal Street, over $1 billion with the aquarium, Four Seasons here, redevelopment of certain areas on the periphery of this property. Huge.
It's incredibly exciting. You know, and then you go a little bit upriver with the River District project, mm-hmm. which is one of the most exciting new neighborhoods in the country, probably. And then what I was talking to Ron Foreman about the other day is the vision for Crescent City Park, which in its ultimate vision will go from Poland Avenue down by the Naval Station, will come up, will connect through Governor Nick Wharf right now, will then be the Moonwalk, Waldenburg Park, but then will continue all the way up to the Huey P. And what we're ultimately going to have is the longest linear park in the country. And you can go to other places. You can go to the Embarcadero in San Francisco. You can go to the West Side Park in New York City and just see what economic drivers they are. They create housing. They create retail. Most importantly, they create an amenity which mm-hmm. people love and is attractive to the city. Because we were born of maritime, being by the water was always a nuisance. It was a place that was dirty. It was a place that was industrial. And then, of course, because of our flood walls and levees, we never actually physically saw the water. It didn't tend to. Now, your penthouse at the top of the Four Seasons is different.
Absolutely.
You have a gorgeous view, and, you know, and
it's hard for me to identify with what you just described.
No, I know it is, but I'm not asking you to empathize. I'm asking you just to intellectually come down to my level. But the fact that we're now reconnecting to the water is incredibly significant in the evolution of the region. We have to do better on the south shore of the lake. The north shore has done actually a pretty good job, but actually mm-hmm. needs to develop more, because in this day and age, that type of water is an amenity.
Yeah. Well,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
The challenge, too, is that we're trying to overcome a shrinking population.
Yeah. Well, you know, overcoming a shrinking population is an interesting paradox, because there's a lot of path dependency to population trends. Because when you have a growing population like a Nashville or an Austin, you then have the resources to invest in those amenities that are going to attract more. And then, you know, the opposite is also true. It's why it's so important that as we see the region kind of flattening and begin to lose a little bit, that we staunch it right now. Because if it accelerates, it gets really exponentially more difficult.
Absolutely. No doubt. 143 days left before Super Bowl 59.
That's right. That's right. So we had a 150-day review last week to talk about this. And, you know, overall, we're pretty thrilled with where we are. There are projects that are complete, basically like the Crescent City connection. There are projects that are nearly complete, like Poydras Street. And then there are a number that are just now getting going, particularly in the French Quarter, which, you know, we were talking about some of the great restaurants in the French Quarter, like the renovated GW Finns. What we're going to be doing in the quarter with the lighting, with the sidewalks, with the pothole, including the one on Iberville in front of Felix's Oyster House, with the sweeps that are continuing to tamp down on bad behavior, with the homeless effort, which is now starting up, and even with the new garbage contract, which, and I talked to Troy Henry, who's going to be running, and I said, Troy, there are going to be three ways that your success are going to be judged. The first is, does it smell like lemons? The second is, does it have a lemony smell? And third is there kind of a citrusy scent? And if you can do those three things, then you're going to be good. And then we have this project working with the DDD and Davon, where we're going to be, it's called the French Doors Project. We're going to be doing a clean and safe project on each of the first 5 100 blocks. So, so Decatur, Charters, Royal, Bourbon, and Dauphine. And that's so critical because, you know, that's the entrance to the French Quarter, and like Royal Street has been probably one of the probably the worst block in the French Quarter, and it's the entrance.
Yeah.
So we're going to turn that around.
Same with Bourbon. Bourbon's been a challenge, too, for whatever reason. I really like the energy that Davon Barber brings to the city. He comes from the West Coast. He did something similar out there. He's seen a bunch of different things, different approaches. I think he gets it.
He gets it. He was working in Hollywood out in L.A., so he's dealt with challenging environments. And what somebody like Davon brings is what I see in most good leaders is a combination of competence and confidence. Mm-hmm. So the competence means that you can trust what they're going to do, but the confidence means that they're willing to partner.
Right.
And that's the only way that any of this stuff gets done, because it just none of us have the resources alone.
So I know Poydras is about two-thirds done, it looks like.
Yeah, Poydras, I was just driving down. The issue is that they were going to pave the middle part of it, but the Sewer and Water Board discovered a leak, so they've got to staunch that before they remill it, but that's getting done. And then, you know, I don't recommend it, but you're going to be able to roller skate from, you know, the expressway right down to Caesars, and there is a slight decline.
If you have a death wish.
No, I'm telling you, Chris, you could just do it. Just like... And I'm talking about roller skate. I'm talking about the ones from like airline skate, like the old ones with the
multiple
white
wheels,
leather,
right?
the 8 wheels on each one.
I got a vision of you doing that.
right? Boogie Wonderland, all the way down Poitras Street,
sure.
Right into the river.
All right, we're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.